Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking developments this morning in the shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School.
Police spent all day yesterday looking for the suspect, and this morning he's behind bars at the Dallas County Jail. Let's go live now to KRLD's Russell Scott, standing by gathering more details. Russell.
Heather, here at the Lucera Justice Center on the edge of downtown, 17-year-old Tracy Haynes waking up facing charges of aggravated assault mass shooting. He finally surrendered last night about 9:30. That was about eight and a half hours after he allegedly began shooting inside Wilmer Hutchins High School. Four students injured, three with gunshot wounds. None of those thought to be life-threatening. Three were taken to the hospital, though, all male victims taken to Methodist, Baylor, Scott & White, and Parkland hospitals. And still no word on what may have sparked the violence. I did check the county criminal database. It shows no criminal background for Haynes. After he surrendered last night, he went before Magistrate Susie Venegas. She set his bond at $600,000. From the Dallas County Jail, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, Russell. KRLD's Eric Bushman has a reaction from the scene and continues our team coverage.
This is the second time in just over a year this has unfolded. Huge law enforcement presence, helicopters overhead, ambulances everywhere. And why? Gunfire at Wilmer Hutchins. Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Tanel Atkins has this message for parents.
It's an incident that happened, but we always got to pray and bring the family together and bring the community together.
Desperate parents came to the school looking for their children. Reunification took place at nearby Eagle Stadium. In South Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The 17-year-old suspect in yesterday's shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School is now behind bars. Tracy Haynes turned himself in last night. Some parents were already at the school when the shots were fired yesterday. One dad was there to meet with some school officials.
I was there when it happened. I was sitting there when I was sitting there at the waiting room when it happened, when the shots went off.
How many shots do you think went off?
About seven.
He says he saw two victims taken from the campus.
Well, one of them was carried out by the police officer. Well, they both did. They both got, one of them came out of the north side entry, and then one of them came out through the east side entry.
Were they walking?
No, they were carried out.
Okay, so they had some serious injuries.
Yes, sir. One of them had a leg injury, I think, and the other one, I couldn't see him because he was kind of a little far away from, but they carried him out on the east side of the school.
He tells KRLD News he was eager to pick his kid up and take him home. Dallas City Council member Tanel Atkins represents the neighborhood surrounding Wilmer Hutchins High School. He arrived on the scene shortly after the shooting.
There was three students. It looked like they're not in critical condition. You know, there was a outside student who probably opened the door to let someone in.
He hopes the campus will soon be able to recover from this.
I think that we need to pray for the parents and also pray for the student. Wilmer Hutchins, that is an incident that happened, but we always got to pray and bring the family together and bring the community together.
Coachella was in California, what was it, last weekend, and then it's again next weekend. I was reading this morning, and this is just astounding to me about Coachella. A Coachella weekend is so expensive that more than half of the people who have attended Coachella have used a payment plan to fund it.
Wow. Then you probably don't need to go.
That was, in fact, the story I was reading, Heather, it was the exact same thing. One critic and financial analyst said, if you can't afford to buy the tickets outright, the answer is you should not be attending festivals. Period. Full stop.
Well, because it's not just the tickets. You've got to get a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You got to travel there.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
100%. Absolutely right. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. The big boss, David Johnson, our KRLD business analyst. Good morning, David.
Good morning, all. Well, we had one nice day of quiet on Wall Street. Yesterday was mixed. There were more stocks up than down, so decent chance you made some money. All three of the averages were down a little bit, but the chaos has resumed. We continue, or have resumed, drinking news out of a fire hose. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be down only 37 points. But the S&P would be down 40, and here's the tell. The NASDAQ would be down 265. Yep, back to the tariff business. Now the new calculation is that China would be facing a maximum U.S. tariff rate of 245%, at least on some items. China's already said they're not going to retaliate. They've priced us out of competitive anyway. But the real news for us here on Wall Street is that the administration is now putting on tariffs that will cost chip makers more than $1 billion annually. It is absolutely killing them. NVIDIA today is down 7%. They're going to record a $5.5 billion charge against earnings on the U.S. export ban of their H20 chip to China. That was a big market for them. ASML, another in that business, making the equipment. They missed on earnings. That stock is down. So that whole group is selling off. Lam Research, KLA-Tencor, and it looks like it'll bleed over to the other chip companies and indeed to the rest of the NASDAQ, and that's why you see that average down 275 points. Now, this morning, what we should be talking about are retail sales, an all-important gauge of the U.S. economy. They're going to be coming out in a few minutes. And also, at 12:30 this afternoon, Chairman Powell from the Fed makes a speech to the Economic Club of Chicago. With all that's going on, you got to think that's probably going to be an important speech. Meanwhile, crude's back at 57 cents now, $61.32. Gold is soaring to record highs, up $8.70, $33.21.30. That's the safe haven. And it's not to bonds. In fact, 10-year rates are back up just a smidge today at 4.33%. Lots of news out there. Japan evidently coming in today to negotiate tariffs, according to the president, so maybe some headway there. But China's the focus, and it did look good. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Pentagon places two top officials on leave over information leaks. Michael Wallace has more.
The Pentagon's Deputy Chief of Staff, Darren Selnick, and Dan Caldwell, a senior advisor to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, were both suspended and escorted out of the building. The leaks included information about a second aircraft carrier heading to the Red Sea, a pause of the collection of intelligence to Ukraine, and military operational plans for the Panama Canal.
Last month, the Pentagon's top brass approved the use of polygraphs to find the source of those leaks. Will today be the day a school choice voucher bill makes it to Governor Abbott's desk? KRLD's Chris Fox has more on what we can expect as the Texas House takes up Senate Bill 2.
Since 2023, school choice vouchers has been an emergency item for Governor Abbott, and today he could very well see it pass.
Use your vote this session to expand the opportunity for every parent to choose the school that's best for their child.
76 State House members signed on as sponsors enough to pass it. 50 House Democrats in a Hail Mary attempt are threatening to block all constitutional amendments going forward if Republicans don't put vouchers up for a vote in November, Rice University's Mark Jones.
Putting Republicans in the awkward position of saying, we don't want to take this to the voters, we're going to decide ourselves here in the Capitol.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.